brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, 11:30, and time for Let's Talk Small Business, the show that is for entrepreneurs and small business. We bring you the topics that are relevant to you in helping you grow your business. We're going to continue our series on veterans and veteran small businesses. And today we've got a wonderful guest with us, Ms. Dorna Werdelin with the General Administration. Hold on, let me get that right. Dorna's with the state of Georgia, and she's with the Department of Administrative Services, right?
Yes.
Okay. And also with me is my wonderful co-host, Mr. Cassius Butts of SBA, the regional administrator. Good morning, Cassius, and
good
welcome.
Good morning, Stacy. Nice, brisk morning.
Yes, it is. And so we're going to continue our discussion on veterans. And the state of Georgia has done some phenomenal things in trying to work with veterans and disabled veterans. And Dorna is going to share with us a little bit about that. But first of all, Dorna, talk a little bit about what you do at the state and how you do it and how you got there. Let's hear your story.
Absolutely. Well, currently I am in charge of supplier relations, and I'm the dedicated resource to small businesses who wish to do business with the state of Georgia. And so I do like monthly training seminars and one-on-one consultations with those business owners.
So you do one-on-one sessions?
I do.
So you can give that personal touch from the state of Georgia?
I often do, yes. And that typically shows them how to navigate through our system, how to register in our systems, and what to do when they want to respond to bids.
Excellent. Now, the Department of Administrative Services, talk about the size, because you know when you think of the state of Georgia, it's this big thing. So talk about the size in terms of suppliers, and just give us a scope.
Okay. Well, we have about 30,000 companies registered in our Team Georgia Marketplace procurement system. And those range from companies that are brand new or companies that have already done business with some state of Georgia entity. And when I say entity, I mean the state agencies, the colleges, universities, and the technical schools in Georgia.
Oh, so they're all part of that as well.
Yes.
Excellent. And so how long have you been with the state? So we want to hear the Dorna Werdelin story.
All right. I've been with the state. We'll be 10 years next year.
Wow.
Yeah, and I started at the Georgia Merit System, which was the State Personnel Administration, which is now a division in DOAS. So it's now the Human Resources Administration Division in DOAS.
Excellent.
Now, when you talk about you started there, I mean, obviously, this is 10 years, right? You've been coming on. You've been seeing a lot. What are some things that you can say that has made a difference as far as supply diversity? Just taking a step back and letting folks know what that actually means for the state of Georgia.
Well, currently in the state of Georgia, we have initiatives that we work on. So we don't have any set-aside programs or any preference programs. We have open competition. So that's why we do have a specific like small business liaisons at the universities,
okay,
as well as our division that kind of focuses on those small businesses in Georgia.
Can you name some of those small businesses? Just give the listeners an idea of who are some of the groups that support the state of Georgia?
Okay, well, the GTPAC, Georgia Tech Procurement Assistance Centers, mm-hmm, and also the Georgia SBDCs, which are the Small Business Development Centers.
Okay. Oh, excellent, okay. Excellent. So your partnership with SBDCs, because those, we've had them on the show before, mm-hmm, and they have a wealth of information, knowledge, they provide training, they're excellent. We partner with them as well.
Yeah, they're wonderful. They actually come into some of our sessions, and they will give their spiel on what they do and how they can help those small businesses. And I also go over to their training classes and serve on panels from time to time.
Great. Mm. Now, you guys recently had a conference recently, right?
We did. It was fabulous. It's very interesting because it started really as information for the December 9th through 11th National Veteran Small Business Engagement that's coming up.
Yes, the national conference is going to be here in Atlanta.
So it's the third one, and they gave a charge to the Georgia Department of Veteran Service to bring it down to a local state level.
Oh, wow.
And so what happened is, I don't know where my name came from, but someone emailed me. Actually, it was Brian Zerang from Veteran Service emailed me. And it just asked for some insight into how we could get this done.
Well, you're the go-to person. You see that? Look at that.
Well,
your name got out there, and you're making stuff happen.
So, that insight turned into me planning the conference.
Oh, wow, the whole conference.
So, we had a little bit over 100 registered companies that came, which were veteran-owned small businesses and service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. And they came to hear from 11 panelists that we had.
Wow.
We also had Executive Director Tom Laney from the VA come down and give them some words of encouragement.
Excellent. So so take a moment and talk about initiatives, programs that the state may have around veterans. And you've had a conference, which was really a first step because it's leading up to the national conference. But what other activities has the state been involved in and really supporting our veterans or service disabled veterans?
Well, the Georgia Department of Veterans Service is one of the arms that assists veterans in helping them get their benefits, also in trying to give them resources and how they can start their businesses and gain funding for their businesses as well. So what we do in the state is really through the Department of Veterans Service, and they are the agency that deals directly with the VA and works with the veterans to kind of form that, I guess, that bridge to the VA.
Nizu, when you talk about the veterans, can you name some of the companies and what type of companies that you've worked with?
Okay. Well, wow, it ranges from, we can talk about like architectural firms to contractors. Also, we have people who are doing food trucks.
Sure. Do you classify them in your database as veteran or disabled, service disabled? Do you have a classification for that?
Yes. When they register in our Team Georgia Marketplace system, mm-hmm. they can select that. Now, but bear in mind, because we are the state of Georgia, we don't have any preference programs. Mm-hmm. What we do is kind of give them the resources that they would need. Like, for example, Fulton County has a veteran preference or a veteran goal. And so we would bring them in to talk to some of our business owners. So although we can't do anything from the state level specifically for veterans, we kind of funnel them through to other agencies or organizations.
Got it. And so what have you seen in terms, because everyone's focused on veterans because, you know, everyone wants to make sure from an entrepreneurship, from an employment perspective that we really support them. They've served our country. And are you seeing a trend in terms of state opportunities that more veterans are coming to the state looking for opportunities? Are you seeing that trend?
Yes, well, the veterans are definitely looking, and I think also because they've heard that we've done this conference back in October, mm-hmm. that they're very interested to see what we can do for them. And so basically what we're doing now is just teaming up with the Department of Veterans Services and going out and creating these like mini conferences where we can go out and talk to the veterans.
Okay, and the mini conferences, you talk about how to do business with the state. Is that what part of it is?
Yes, with the state, with the local governments like counties and municipalities, okay. as well as like the K-12 public school districts.
Okay, yeah. And so talk about, you know, because we'll have many of those veterans listening in.
Okay, wonderful.
So talk about, so if someone wants to know, what's the inside scoop on how to do business with the state of Georgia? Give us those tidbits that you didn't give when you went out in that conferences.
Okay,
we're
looking
for the fast track.
I may have mentioned my favorite four-letter word.
Oh, there's a favorite one.
There is a favorite one.
Okay.
And it's READ. That's the first thing that they have to do when they want
read.
To do business.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
that's
read.
Be, okay.
And so also, on our website, we have a listing of training classes that they can attend. So,
oh, yeah, free training classes.
Yes, at www.doas.ga.gov. On our website, under our events section, we list all of our training that we give every month. And also, we list any special events that we're going to be going out to talk to our business owners.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the training that you offer. What is some of the free training? Because that's always nice.
Okay, well, actually, tomorrow we have an online training webinar for how to respond to bids in Team Georgia Marketplace and
how
eSource.
Now, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's really great because I use a live demonstration. And I do that because a lot of times business owners wait until the last minute to start responding to the bid. Mm-hmm. And then they get to see how long some of the cycle times can be. So they can go to our website under the event section and they can sign up for that webinar right there. And then tomorrow they'll be able to talk about the look at the webinar on how to respond to the bids.
Excellent. So because a lot of times I think many of our business owners, they find it difficult in responding to RFPs. And so if you've got that kind of training available, it makes it really easy for them. That's one of the areas that we're going to be focused in 2015, responding to RFPs, how to do effectively to respond. Because there's an art to it. It's not just a science, there's an art.
Yes.
And so if you really want, and SBA does a great job. I'm going to tell you, SBA's got some great training and webinars that they offer around some of these same topics that are excellent. And so we're trying to figure out how do we house all of these things together or make sure everybody knows about all the resources that are out there together so that they can leverage them and use them to get more knowledgeable, more experience.
One of the best resources that I think that's available is the bidders conferences that the issuing officers or the contractors hold for their sourcing events. And that's where they'll invite all the suppliers that are interested in responding, and they can come out and meet the end users or the buyer that's in charge of that particular solicitation. And we actually go out and do training at that bidders conference so that the suppliers can see exactly what documents they need to look at, you know, what they need to respond to, and some of the things that they need to pay particular attention to when they're responding.
Okay, so tell me, bidders conference, when do you do, these are not those mini conferences you were talking about. So these are something separate that the state's doing.
Yeah, so whenever we have a solicitation that's out for bid, a lot of times we will schedule a bidders conference or what some folks may call a pre-bid conference.
A pre-bid conference, okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so those are just like public meetings that are set up where the suppliers can come out and get some inside information on what they're going to be responding to. They may have to take a site visit. But a lot of times the buyers can do a request to have training right there at that pre-bid conference.
So what would you say are some of the areas or some of the listeners can say, hey, you know, I didn't realize that, or some of the things you've seen, most common things you've seen people forget or to misstep when trying to do work with the state of Georgia?
One of the major things is, again, about the pre-bid conferences, mm-hmm. if they're mandatory.
Oh, you got to go.
Someone from that company has to attend in order to participate in that bid. And oftentimes what happens is that the company will put together a proposal and they'll bid, but they may not have read the entire schedule of events. And so they miss the mandatory bidders conference. So then they're thrown out.
That is unfortunate. Those little details, that's
it does happen.
Yeah, so that's a major thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, and I'm sure that happens quite often. What would you say are some of the favorable things that you see people doing? That is the consistency. You talked about that. And, of course, our new four-letter word we're learning today.
Read.
It used to be riff.
Our four-letter word, read.
Reading is fundamental. Now it's read.
Read.
So, yes.
So our four-letter word is read.
Read for the day. All right. So when they read, right, and sometimes they may not get it. Let's be honest. Some people are better in visual instead of reading. How can they get more information? You talk about one of the pre-bid courses that you teach. Mm-hmm. Is there something they could do in that? Is there online training? Is there additional webinars other
Absolutely.
Than the ones you put in place?
Yeah, so we have a monthly supplier orientation training class in the state of Georgia. And they can always go to our website to view that and sign up. And that's held downtown at the Veterans Memorial Building.
Okay.
And we also have training video clips that are online. So if at any time they need anything, mm-hmm. whether it's learning how to register in our system, learning how to respond to the bids, or learning how to enter their NIGP codes. And those NIGP codes are similar to the six-digit NAICS codes that the federal government uses.
Oh, okay.
So we use a five-digit coding system for our categories of goods or services. And we have training video clips for all of those functions, in addition to how to respond to bids. So they can always go to our website at doas.ga.gov and click on suppliers. And on the right, there's a supplier training feature that they can click on.
Okay. And they can access that anytime, right?
Anytime.
Okay. Is there a fee for that?
No, it's free.
Okay. That's so the one here.
Yeah, that's the great thing about it.
That's the four-letter word I like. The one I like is F-R-E-E. That's mine. Yeah.
So that's our second favorite four-letter word.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can take read. I'm going to take free, okay?
So the great thing is that they're there and they're free. And we have it, like I said, from how to register to how to respond. The bad thing is my voice is on every single one of them.
Oh.
So, yeah. So you have to go through.
Why is that a bad thing? Why is that a bad thing?
That's my joke. That's just
okay, I was going to say, that's not a bad thing.
So, yeah, at any time, you can come out and go to our website and find that information.
You know, Stacey.
Free?
Yeah, you're free.
Free.
She did mention something that made sense, though, even in the free part. Because for many of these services, you know, this is where the state of Georgia taxes goes to. For paying for these type of initiatives, so
absolutely.
So many of them have already, they've paid for it already, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
yes.
This is something that
leveraging your tax dollars.
Yeah, leveraging your tax dollars is huge. And so telling folks, hey, look, you've paid for this service, take advantage of it, right?
Right. And I am a dedicated resource to those business owners. And again, we work very closely with the procurement community, And because the buyers want the suppliers to be successful. You know, it's very transparent. They can see a lot of information out there. We have to post all bids that are $25,000 or more in our Georgia Procurement Registry. Mm-hmm. And we also encourage the buyers, if they need to make a purchase that's less than $25,000, to go out and use small businesses or Georgia-based businesses.
Now, when you talk about that, you know the statistical mind that I have and, you know, the numbers. So what percentage of your procurement is less? Because, you know, you can do a lot of things under $25,000. And so you can do, 10 under $25,000. Ooh, gee, I've got $250,000 there.
Right.
But what percentage is higher than the $25,000 versus lower than that of your purchases? Because you spent over $1 billion. What is the budget?
$4.5 billion is what the entire state looks at for across its goods and services. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that percentage is, but I can get that information to you.
But the addressable spend of that 4.5, some of it you've got to do business with, you know, for certain things with certain people. But of that 4.5, there's only a portion of that that's really addressable spend.
Right.
Yeah. But I'd be interested, and we can save that for another show. But to talk about the state and your spend,
I
and
knew
how
that was coming.
Well, guess what? We do have a project coming up that's like a spend cube or spend data analysis.
Oh wow!
So
that's going to be fun.
Yes, I can keep you abreast of how
I'd
that's going on.
I'd love to be
on.
A part of that.
Okay.
So, going forward, Stace, you probably don't know this, but Dora and I actually we went to undergrad together. Well, not together. She was across the street at Spelman. I was at Morehouse, and so. Folks who are looking to get involved in this area, Dornan, you know, what would you tell them? You know, I really want to get involved in this area in government contracting. We hear it all the time. You know, it's not something you necessarily go to school for. You don't go to college for this, right?
Right.
So we didn't say we were going to be doing this when umpteen years later, right? So tell people, how was it for you to get involved in this area and really the lives that you're changing to helping people to realize their entrepreneurial dreams?
Okay, well, initially, it's really weird because I started off wanting to be a trainer, And that's what I ended up doing. I started off in training, and I've been doing a lot of public relations since then. And funny that you mentioned our alma mater is because prior to the 96 Olympics, mm-hmm. I used to drive down leaving school, and at the stoplight, there would be a lot of folks coming out trying to wash my windshields. Mm-hmm. And I used to say, man, if these folks could just get training to go, you know, become employed, and that's really what propelled my love for wanting to train folks.
Sure.
But one of the things too is that through my training, I began to manage a lot of contracts with the state. Okay. When I was at State Personnel Administration, and I managed a lot of training contracts, and we began to understand the plight of the small business owner. Mm-hmm. And really seeing how difficult it is for them to get their feet in the door.
Right, just not knowing where to go.
Right.
Yeah.
And so just really seeing it. And plus, I've been a small business owner, my husband also. Mm-hmm. And so knowing that you have to work around the clock, and this is how you feed yourselves and you feed your family. So we have to, because we don't have legislation that supports that, where, you know, we don't have to do a certain percentage or any quotas, we have to come up with innovative ways to reach out to the small business community.
And this is one of them. Just talking about it today, Stacey. Yes. Just being here today and letting more people know about it.
That's exactly right.
You know, it's huge. And this is how it really happens, is making that rubber meet the road.
Yep, making people aware, letting them know what's going on. That's it. Because there's many small businesses. In fact, Georgia ranked one of the, again, we've won awards for the number one state to do business.
Yep.
We're fastest growing for women, number of top state for minorities. So we're clearly one of the best states in the nation for business and for small business.
And, you know, interestingly enough, a lot of other states look to our state government procurement process as the model for how they do business.
Oh, wow. That now I feel makes me a proud Georgian just to be a part of that.
You know, this is just wonderful time. We talk about veterans. We honored them last week. And, you know, we're talking about it today. You know, we talked about it in our last show, Dorna, just talking about the opportunities that exist at SBA. So how, and I know you mentioned it again, but how can the listeners get in contact with you and your office and look to do more additional work? I know, can you get that information again?
Absolutely. Yeah. My phone number is
407. Hold on. Be careful now. I don't want you to give your direct phone number because you got a lot of
our help.
Okay.
That's hilarious. Yeah. My direct phone number is...
My phone number is, you can reach me at 404-657-6000 and ask me directly to Dorna Wordlin, and they'll send you over. Okay. Or you can reach me via email at dorna.wordlin, W-E-R-D-E-L-I-N, at doas.ga.gov.
And if they wanted to walk down in person, you're located here?
Yeah, we're located here. I wouldn't advise for that, though, because I'm often out doing things like this. And
okay,
so it's hard to
good.
Catch.
Yeah, okay. spreading the word.
My deputy commissioner says if she sees me, I'm not doing my job.
So. Well, that's comforting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's comforting.
Well, it's always good just to let the listeners know where and how to get in contact with you all. We think that if you mentioned before, they just didn't know where to go. And so not necessarily just contacting you, but where to go to try to get involved to do work for the state of Georgia and try to realize their entrepreneurial dreams. I mean, that's it.
Yep. Yeah. A really good stop. I know you all have had them on the show, but GT Pack is
a really good resource,
and they're free.
That's our favorite four-letter word.
And so they help to determine if you're procurement ready. And that means if you're ready to go out and do business with the state government or the federal government or local and city and county government. So that's a great resource for them.
Excellent. And so as we're wrapping up, Dorna, some parting words in terms of small business, in terms of veterans, some nuggets of wisdom. And they're interested in doing business with the state. They're interested in leveraging the resources. They're interested in expanding their business portfolio to include the state of Georgia. What words of wisdom would you share?
Well, firstly, I would like to say don't give up. There are a lot of opportunities out there. We have a lot. We buy things from pens to airplanes. We do janitorial services, architectural services. So don't give up. Just find your niche and go after that and, make sure that you don't spread yourselves too thin. One thing, too, about the veteran-owned small businesses is that a lot of times there are some folks that will reach out to the VOSBs or the SD of VOSBs because they know that these people can get set asides in different governmental entities. But just be very careful about who you're teaming up with. But do use those teaming partnerships. Do use joint ventures. But do your research and have your legal teams, look over those contracts. Always have a contract. So make sure that you're doing your due diligence to keep yourselves covered. But like I said before, don't give up. Reach out to your local legislators. Let them know what you want to see. Because unless we have those folks out there, beating the pavement for you, a lot of what you see will just be what it is and just initiatives versus legislation that has to be mandated and followed out.
Excellent. So again, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a wealth of information. The state of Georgia is a wonderful place to live and a wonderful place to do business. Cassius, I think you guys partner many times with the state as well, SBA.
Yes, we do.
In terms of all that you do. And SBA is just this phenomenal organization as well in supporting the state and supporting our veterans and our service-disabled veterans. So thank you for all that you do as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And so, again, thank you to our listeners for joining in and to our sponsors, for without you, this would not be possible. The Georgia Power, the Coca-Cola, Ronstadt, and the Cox family of companies. Tune in next week with Business Radio X on Let's Talk Small Business. Enjoy your week.